after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
What's up, everybody? If you get it how we get it, then you give it how we live it. Welcome to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J. Girl, Nate Seduction, about to chime in right there. She always popping on time. There we go. Shout out to Nate. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up?
Had to change the theme song up again. I'm going to shorten that one up. That's a classic one. I brought that one back into the fold. I'm going to shorten it. Bam. I think that's it. I think that's the one to go back to. So we go into that one. Yes. But, Nate, how are you doing today on such a momentous day?
I'm doing fine. Be over here being fat.
Oh, Lord. What you mean over there being fat?
I quit right before the show.
Oh Lord, what you got going? What you got cooking over there?
I cooked some tilapia, fried tilapia, some broccoli with cheese, and some cornbread.
Okay, shout out to you. I love fish. Fish is my favorite dish, so I would have to say shout out to you for that. So, yeah. So, nay. You laughing because you already know. Nay. You have the internet going a little crazy, ma'am. What is going on?
I know. I dropped the heat today. You know, it's a Wednesday. One more question Wednesday, so I dropped the heat.
I mean, I see what you're doing there. You're like, you know, you got your kitchen cooking, and then you cooking up stuff like that on us out of nowhere. Like, Nate, what's going on with that? Nate, y'all were trying to sneak it up on us.
I told
y'all we got some heat. I see. You really did y'all some heat.
Yes,
I ain't going to explain too much of detail. Make their ass go to your page and go support.
I told y'all I was working in Atlanta.
You told us it was going to be that we weren't ready, and you weren't lying. You dropped that heat.
I just dropped it.
You dropped that. That's exactly how it sounded. It sounded like it hit against a wall. Boom. All right. And then I'm bringing some callers to the show after the music break too, because we got some family that, you know, that's showing some love, so I'm bringing them on around there, because heck, we don't really have any topics planned. We have topics planned per se for after the music break, but we got wiggle room. I should say the case. We got wiggle room, so it will be more so. Be a lot of meet and greet more so, because you still, although now you've been with me for a few months now, there's still some people you haven't got a chance to meet, and they have to come through and show you some love. So yes, it's still a lot of people showing you some love. So I'm just elated by this. But
I appreciate it.
Hey, you. I'm just telling you, man. You got the folks going crazy. I was like, all I know was I was at work, you know, doing my thing. It was slow as hell at work today, y'all. I kid you not, today most of the time I was on Facebook. That's how slow it was going. I was getting paid on Facebook because I caught up on my work so ahead of time. I had a lot of wiggle room today, but. That's neither here nor there. So I was at work. All of a sudden, I get an inbox. Inbox says, oh my, you see your co-host? I was like, wait, let me go see. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say the exact comment. I was saving it for you to wait for the show because you going to roll. It was a compliment, by the way, just to let you know how this is being read. Your co-host hates clothes, don't she?
Yeah.
It said your co-host hates clothes. So I'm like, that was so random. What was the point of that? Like, coming to my inbox out of nowhere. So I'm like, I'm letting it run in my mind. Say, okay, wait. It had to pertain to you must just put some on your page. I go there and I see the picture, like, oh, got it. I tell you one thing, you are the master of disguise. You switch up the hair back and forth in your pictures.
I do. I definitely switch it up.
Don't make this craziness. You come to the show today. Don't even tell nobody that you're gonna do this to me. I gotta do some. People just going crazy in my inbox telling me, oh my God, man. So, shout out to you, Nate, for making the internet go nuts. I am going to put this warning out there. If you're on some hating ass shit, just go ahead and delete her now.
Okay.
Because we don't need the drama. We all have no problem with me. Just so you know. Don't need the drama. You save the drama for your mama, because we ain't got time for it.
I definitely don't
have
time for drama.
I got to put you on blast, because this has been on my mind. And while I got you on the show, I'm going to get you to give me an answer. Who is the chick that's in the tattoo shop picture? Goodness, Nate. Who is it?
Her name is Elaine.
Does she have an Instagram?
Yes, she does. And she reminds me, I'm going to just speak on her a little bit. Because when I was her age,
I was just like her when I was her age. She makes me feel old. I was just like her,
Lord.
You know. She's driven. Like, when I say she's driven, she really has a passion to model. And I gave her some pointers, you know, try to be a role model for her. You know, this is something she really want to do. And I told her, like, if this is something you really want to do, you got to put your all into it. You got to put your all into it. And she's dedicated. And she's so sweet. She's really so sweet.
Yeah,
I love her
do,
like
right?
She's my little sister. And I met her only once at that shoot. She's just
so cool.
Like, she really reminds me of, like, wow, she really reminds me of me.
Yeah, it is crazy, like, when you run to people like that, like, it's one girl, man, like, I need more models like the one I have that I worked with last Thursday. She already be, you know, ready to move, do some more moving. She hungry. She like, let's get back in there and do it again. Let's do some more. I feel you. So, oh man, I know how you feel when people like they all inspire you. You're like, yeah, let's go. When other people doing great and ready to go be great with you, oh man, it just makes your day that much better.
Actually, I'm gonna feature her in my shoot that I'm doing next month. I'm gonna feature her in that sense. You know, I want to give her some motivation. You know, try to
wait. The video shoot or the picture?
No, not the video. The picture.
I'm about to say, girl, we are not ready for this. I'm not
the
really
picture.
Ready. No. Okay. Right,
but
so.
Who knows? She might do a little brief cameo in my video. Who knows? It just depends
on
how I'm feeling.
Nay is something else, y'all. She be sitting there and she messing y'all, and she be really, she keep throwing little hints, jabs, telling y'all what's going down. This is screw y'all. You're not right, Nay.
If she's ready by the time I'm shooting, then hey, who knows what can happen.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so I'm going to be petty, be very petty. In light of the pictures that you just put out today, for the music break we're going to go into, we're about to play this K Styles featuring B King. Can we get a booty applause, please? We'll be back after this on Life in the Dust Live with your boy, Sunny J, and your girl, Nate Seduction.
Pretty boy, be quiet, hit that booty applause. 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 Lift it, right cheek, right cheek, up cheek, kick it.
After Dusk Live with Seti J and Nay Seduction.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back, y'all. Life After Dusk Live. Your boy Seti J and your girl Nay Seduction. Shout out to Lazy Hustlers for the nice drop. Drop. So, today on doing this segment today, we allow, as this is basically like a call-in segment, you can feel free to call in and F around with us all day. A couple people want to, so we'll be open the line. As long as you ain't get one of them people that like to call in and say, nigga, you should talk. Because I know how some of y'all do here. Y'all like to prank call, y'all call in, y'all just say the word nigga over and over. Not going to work on this show. It's funny the first 3 seconds, then it's not funny anymore because it's not good content. That's neither here nor there. And, of course, the phone number, if you want to call in and clown with us, is 347-202-0389. I see you got a caller. I'm going to bring him on ready. He want to talk or not. That's how we doing this shit today. D-bone they ass.
Hucky. No, just playing.
This nigga, look at this guy here. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. I see
hey,
you're not going to say it. That's not going to work.
What it do, Teddy J?
What it do? What's up? That's the world. That's one of the hardest working men in the world. This fuck this say the industry in the world. That boy, P-Bug, what's up?
Thank you.
And people,
let me get another cup of them applause, man. Go ahead and throw them on one more time, man. Go ahead and throw them on one time. Yeah, I like that. That's feeding my ego right there.
Well, you are not only with myself, but also you have got a chance to talk to my new co-host, man. My girl Nate Seduction was up there who's making some noise up in Indiana, man.
Naptown.
Yeah, that's exactly what she is. Bruh, she asked where she's originally from.
I know about the nap. Where you originally from? Originally from, like seriously.
I'm originally from Gary, Indiana.
Oh, from Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was born in Harvey, so I was born in not too far.
You was born in Harvey, Illinois?
Yep.
Okay.
Harvey, Illinois, 150 Inkins Hospital, representing.
Oh, Lord.
Ted, you're supposed to cue the Destiny Child. I'm a survivor. Bam. No.
This guy. Although I am part of the Hive, I'm not going to play that right now. I'm not going to play that song.
No. No, but the real talk, though, there's a lot going on in Chicago, a lot going on in Gary, a lot going on in Indiana, there's a lot going on in a lot of places, but, shoot, like, wherever you from, if you made it out of the struggle, you're a survivor, shoot, man, survivors all over.
Definitely.
Shout out to the survivors.
And if you can make it in Illinois or Indiana, you can make it anywhere.
Damn.
For real.
I'm a survivor. Speaking of survivors, okay. I survived 3 long-term relationships. I'm a survivor.
Man. Can we give a hint of that? Because I know how to feel.
Man. Shoot, it ain't the bullies that'll kill you. It's these women need that. No, I'm tripping.
Oh, Lord. See, now you're going to start the trouble. All right, hold on. I'm gonna leave you on too. I'm gonna bring this person on. This is the host of 2 shows on Tuesday. That's known as the After Hours with T. Open line. What's up, T. Molina?
Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Out of Richmond.
Out of Georgia. I live in Richmond.
Okay, so we're gonna do that. I'm originally out of Jersey in Texas. There you go. So y'all wanna do that? Play that game with me today.
Everybody's playing.
We're not playing no game.
Well, what did Young Buck say? He said, it's not where you're from, it's about where you're at.
Oh, well, I'm in Grand Prairie, Texas, right down the street from the Cowboys Stadium. Jerry World.
It is about where you're from, because too many people, not too many people from my city make it. Shit.
Hey. Shit.
Hey, we
back
to shout out to make it. Shout out to the survivors once again.
Mm-hmm. South Jersey.
Jay with the clap.
If you want to get the hell out of there, you got to, yeah, you better get the hell out of, like, you got the chance to, man, get your ass out of there. But anyways, I'm going to be getting y'all business, since y'all on here, with me and Nate. And me and Nate, you know, we act really crazy on Wednesday. Mondays are the more, I guess you could say, tame show. We still ratchet on Monday, but not as ratchet as Wednesday. So, although this is my cricket of the week, I figure I can bring up this now. What the hell y'all think about Burger King buying out Popeyes?
I seen a picture.
Burger King is buying out Popeyes.
They're the parent company.
The parent company, yeah. Let me make sure I say that right. The parent company.
It's
going to
still be Popeyes. It's just they're gonna give it the Burger King flair as far as marketing and everything, the business aspects of it.
I just asked one question for them. Please do not, because I am going to address this again in crickets of the week. Please do not fuck with the chicken recipe. Don't fuck with my biscuits. Don't fuck with the red beans and rice.
Ew.
Just leave shit the fuck alone, man. Please don't fuck with
And don't hire me. Mary J's Blige.
Thank you. Don't. Do not.
Don't come in with no chicken remixes. chicken remixes. Unless they're going to do a McDonald's. Unless they're going to do like McDonald's. So I love that McLovin song. That song still stuck in my head. I can hit it. I got the notes, too. Y'all want me to hit the notes so y'all remember the song?
Oh,
Lord,
go ahead.
I'm going to hit it.
I let you go.
But you
backing down now.
I was going to do it, but since y'all said chill. All right, okay.
We didn't say chill. We just laughed at you. I was going to let you do it today, so go ahead.
Come on, Ted. We're going to be boys, man. You know I can't sing. You're supposed to go with me saying chill. Hey, come on, man. All right, now, come on. It's like hold me back, dog. Hold me back.
It's like the Coliseum.
Yeah. It was similar to that. Like, hold me back, dog. Hold me back.
It's like the Coliseum. I want to be entertained. I was like, I'm going to let you sing it. That Nuggets command. I don't eat McDonald's anymore, but that damn Nuggets commercial did used to go off the...
It gets stuck in your head. Girl, you got a 10-piece, so don't be stingy.
But I'm going to hear... Because every time Mary J. Blige decides to make a fucking commercial song, I want to scream my head off. Yeah, I don't... I'm begging you.
Which one of y'all ladies know that Mary J. Blige song? Go ahead and bless us real quick.
Come on now.
You know you've been waiting. American
Idol.
You don't know the chicken song?
Singing is not my talent. I stick to modeling.
You don't know the Burger King got a new spicy chicken sandwich? That commercial
crispy chicken and ladies. that shit was so fucking whack, man.
They have a commercial. What in the world?
Oh, man, yes. We're going to have to share it on Facebook for y'all.
I'm about to
you're going to have to put it up on Facebook and tag us all in.
I'm gonna put it back on the switchboard. I thought I had it on here. Nah, we gonna play that hole. We gonna drop that hole tonight. Y'all know that listen to the show. Y'all know I'm real good for playing the petty ass song. So yeah, let me go ahead and get that going right now.
Yeah, and that one would take the cake.
I ain't get the chicken one. I get the chicken one, but that's the other one that I wasn't feeling that she did. Because every time Mary J. Blige, I mean, why is she always had to do this? She already did something back during the election season. I wasn't feeling too much. I was like, what the hell is this shit? It was, I don't know, it was right there up with that chicken commercial. I was like, you always got to do some shit, man.
Girl, you got a 10-piece soap.
We get a new CD. That's what I want to know. But, all right, so my topic, since y'all called in so eloquently on the Clown Wars, my quick topic for y'all is, breathe, Sandy J, breathe. I'm going to try to be as nice as I can with this. But my quick topic is these fucking games people play on Facebook. Now, I know y'all sitting here and y'all asking me, what the hell am I talking about? I got you. That's what I'm here for.
Oh, you talking about the main games?
You already know what I'm going to say. You already know what I'm getting ready to bring up. You, T-R-A-C-T? We're on the same page. We are on the same page. What is your thoughts on this shit?
I mean, it would be bad if people don't. Some people just do them every day. Like, I get tired of seeing it.
Every day, bro. Every day. That, I hate the thing that where everybody keep, I'm going to give you a color, and you send in your question in my inbox, and I'm going to answer it. I be hating that shit because you always get played. It's always some dude trying to overshoot his shot on the question game.
I'm gonna play that tonight.
I see, Nate. I was gotta be petty. Why you gotta be petty outside, Nate? Why? Why you gotta be petty? Why you gotta be petty? Because
I'm petty.
I played it yesterday, actually.
I'm gonna go be nosy. You didn't play that game yesterday.
No, I didn't play the color game. I played the upload the like the 6 photo with your phone.
I think that's actually, I like that game. That's fun. That one is kind of fun because you're not playing nobody. Like them question games, y'all be out here. People be out here really trying to play people.
I'll be dying.
You ain't gonna never have a chance at color green. You ain't gonna never have a chance at me. I mean, damn, y'all are hard as in the mud.
Well, y'all, you want to beat around the bush. What? You want us to beat around the bush, or you just wanted us to tell you?
I mean, why would y'all play the game? Why we just can't answer that regularly?
Well, no, you don't have a chance. Go back. Don't come back.
Okay, I got all right, and so then while I'm over here, I'm trying to see what game T played that she messed with my mind right now. What's with this damn video you got on your fucking page where this girl got fucking weave? What is this shit? She got her weave on the fucking cellophane?
She drying it.
She drying her weave. I seen that video. That's some shit I do. I do that. I'm going to start
drying my weave. I am under the cellophane right now, and I did not see weed hanging from the elbow.
You know how long weed takes to dry.
Well, I get
nah,
it.
Nah, they don't know.
Exactly.
I rather you wash your weed and dry it on the ceiling fan than be patting your head till your brains fall out. So I'm all for it.
This,
okay,
that's all you hear.
To you. Shout out to you.
Patch your weed. I'm like, oh man, I'm here to drop patch your weed. The thing, I'm gonna drop it. Patch your weed.
See, hey, man, don't be that
team, great thing.
You keep dropping these songs. We keep dropping heat and not dropping heat. You gotta stay with me, man.
You can't achieve great things if you neglect from patting your weed. I don't be motivational speaking, man.
Now, actually, it be itching. So what you want us to do?
No, I'm saying take it off, wash it, put it on the ceiling fan, let it dry, then put it back on. Reapply.
They ain't That don't have nothing to do with washing.
It ain't that simple.
It's itchy.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, I'm a novice. I don't know about too much about hair. Like, I was just taking a guess.
But, okay.
I've been bald for the longest. I only had hair for about a year.
Yeah, I don't see. I'm not. I hate like having too much hair. I did that shit. I caught myself having a mohawk about a year ago. I wanted to die. And I see how women be feeling about their head itching. Cause I had that damn mohawk. I was patting my fucking head. I'm like, hell, this shit. Ah! I can't do it. I'm saying, I can't do it.
I wasn't tackled, you said.
Michael.
Nah, you know, it's like you be taking your hand and you be taking your fingers, you be patting it in your hair, scratching, because that shit be killing you. Man. So, wow, I'm tripping out this video, T. First, I mean, they got this whole spinning like a mug.
Well,
so I'm gonna revisit some shit we talked about on Monday. Me and Nate talked about on Monday and get y'all tape. Because for those of y'all don't know, every Monday on the show we do something called the six. That's when we have a top six list of things. Our Monday show was six things, six petty things people will buy their tax refund. So
okay.
That is it. What it was they said. What was number three? You remember what number three was, you said?
No, I don't remember.
It had something to do with...
Is it
with
a car?
Yeah, it was that one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you repeat what you said on that one?
Well, actually, today I saw a girl, and this boy had posted, was like, oh, my girlfriend got her first car. I wanted to say, well, she probably going to have it that long, but... You know, I let him have his moment.
the tax refund down payment. Hell no.
Yeah, I guess so. Uh-huh.
Hell no, they not getting me. They be trying to get you, man. They be like, yeah, this Big Bob down at the car palooza, and we got a big rollout sale going on.
See, no.
So
come my out here, is going
see your return.
To me. For my photo shoots, nah.
I can't trust, hell no. Nah. If Big Bob try to get me to put a down payment on the car at that time, he can miss me with that shit. I know he could rip my ass off. Now, you talk to me any other time in the year, all right, then we can talk. You talk about a sale then, we can talk. But if you try to get me doing tax refund season, I know it's a setup.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and females always getting their hair done, like for real. They be like, oh, I can't wait till I get my hair done. Girl, your hair will be looking tore up the rest of the year. Ain't nothing different.
They got some tax refund bundles.
Mm-hmm. Or you see people wear them Seneca Lee twists. You'll see it.
I be hearing
about people winning though, getting $8,000, $7,000, $6,000. I'm about to buy me another kid. I need another two. I got one.
I got one, too. I'm
going to
need to buy
my That's what I'm going to do. That's going to be the petty thing I purchase, another kid. They're going to be like, you know how much that kid you bought, Coach?
For
that one little moment of time, I'm feeling good. What income tax
do
you bought a kid for the whole year?
All you got to do is purchase it before December 31st, and you good.
Then what you do afterwards, though, you give it back?
I will hope so.
It's going to be like blackjack, no trade back.
Okay, we don't want this. We're fine.
Like, you know, I kept my receipt. Keep the tag on the kid. Like, he be at school, they be like, pop that tag, boy, quit acting brand new. They're like, okay, he going to take me back.
Yeah.
I'm laughing with shots of dudes that go to the strip club with their tax refund, and they blow their whole entire refund to the strip club.
Say, what you reading my text saying? We all right? Okay, fine. Okay, we're not gonna go to Amish next Saturday. Fine.
Yeah.
We're not going to Onyx.
Call me out. Okay.
If I hear,
is this like a intervention, like a live intervention right now? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, this is intervention. Nay and T and myself are here to intervene and stop your strip club addiction.
Oh, see, now we know we're just joking. I'm the last person. I'm cool with strippers. I'm just not cool with the strip club.
That's a topic right there. Because just brought up a point I talk about all the time. Like,
now I'm cool with girls dancing for me. I'm not cool with it being an act.
Oh no.
It's not only that. I'm cool with. Here's my thing. I'm annoyed by strippers. I'm annoyed by strippers who are still in strip club mode when they clock out. Don't be trying to treat me like a trick if I'm your homie. If I'm your homie, treat me like the goddamn homie. Don't be trying to turn me into a trick.
Homies don't get special treatments when you at work.
He said when you clocked out.
You clock out. I'm talking about because some girls still be in strip club mode. Like they go to they make their money, they get off. They still try to treat you like they still in the strip club. Like nigga, I'm the homie. Like don't be trying to trick me to come try to pay for shit. Like
hey, but don't get me wrong though. It's like the strip club. It's entertainment and it's girls who go on stage and do shows and stuff too. And it's a lot of people who enjoy the process of the strip club. So I'm not saying that the strip clubs are bad or the stripping is bad. The whole process is bad and strippers shouldn't get money. I'm just saying that that's not a thing that incites me personally. But I worked with strip clubs and marketed them and promoted them and DJed it a couple of them before. So I'm not against strip clubs.
So what if your girlfriend was a stripper?
I had dated strippers before, but... my girlfriend wouldn't be a stripper. Like, I don't know, just me personally, my girlfriend wouldn't be a stripper currently if she's my girlfriend. If we were dating and she was dancing, because it's just on the whole level of like, shit, like, it's, I just take stripping, like, that's like a job to where your spouse, it's something like on a case by case basis to where your spouse gotta be cool with it. I'm not cool with it. And I'm not cool with it because I look at it in the sense of there's a lot of other scenarios to where you can generate money. I know so many different hustles to where you can generate money to where I just don't see that being the hustle that I would want my girlfriend to do. That's just me personally.
Okay. So what about a porn?
Because it was still in contact.
Oh, you just took it a whole nother level. So nother level.
Porn star.
I can't date a porn star, man.
That's wang, bang, bam. You done. That ain't every night. No, I'm tripping. Now, she just get it in, get out. She done. She quit. That's cool. No.
21 gun salute.
Nah, I ain't never dated no porn star that I know of.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you never know.
I just don't like, personally,
as far as strip club, like, again, if you work the strip club, like you work it. If it's just on this, if I'm the homie, don't be trying to treat me like we still in the strip club, bro. On a regular, everyday basis, like once you at the strip club, you ain't got to be in that mindset all day long. Like, chill the fuck out, bro. That's just my problem. I don't like strippers who are in strip club mode 24/7, nigga. Like what they say in Players Club, make the money, don't let the money make you.
Don't let it make you.
Shit. They be on Instagram, all day. I'm like, they still a strip club. I want the stripper all day. Shit.
I used to be a stripper.
Yeah, hold on. So let me ask you that question. Were you in strip club mode 24/7?
Hell no. I just got my money and left. Like, that's it. Like,
now, when he's saying strip club mode 24/7, he basically saying that where you're trying to use the leverage of your lips to, like, to gain an advantage over any dude that you come across.
Oh, you know,
like
every
time
to do that.
You deal with somebody.
You don't have to be a stripper to do that.
You ain't got to be a stripper to do that, but it's just on the whole lines to where, you know, if you're dealing with your homegirl, you treat your homegirl different than you treat some homeboy who not really a true homeboy to you. Dudes who you just keep around for the benefit of them being around is different than the dudes you keep around because you just generally got a connection with them. Y'all got, like, a vibe and where y'all cool.
Here's another problem that I have. It's about to get real. I don't like where the stripper turns into, like, if you, like this is outside the strip club discussion, but I almost tied it to another part we're talking about. I don't necessarily like where, okay, this chick, she got a whole man at the house, but she always want me to try to take care, but they be wanting you to try to look out for them on shit all the time. And I'd be like, you don't take care of that shit? Like, I'd be like, these girls, what I said, so I'll give you an example. If you a chick and your car broke down the side of the road or whatnot, why the fuck is your man not trying to come help you?
What if your man don't know how to fix the car? So what are you supposed to do?
That's his job to figure out somebody to help you. It's not always your job to go get your homie to come do it. Like, why the homie gotta be captain save a chick, but then he get to be at the house lazy and he get to do all the fucking. He just fuck and sit down and eat food, and we got to do fucking work. Hell, that kind of stupid. if I got to do boyfriend duties, well, I got to look out for you on a damn time pain for shit, I'm your damn boyfriend too, shit.
Look, I had a homie that didn't know how to do that, so he didn't know how to put air in the tires, so...
Right, but
he basically just saying the dude needs to step it up and learn. But I mean, that's basic stuff.
Well, females.
Well, not even saying how to do the tires. I'm saying this: they need to learn how to be the person to figure out a means. Like, if they don't know how to do something, they need to be the one trying to help find. They need to be actively part of the process of trying to help you get the help you need. Not just sitting around and waiting for you to go figure out to call somebody or call one of your homies or whatnot.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they gotta learn how to go change the tire. I'm trying to say just on a general basis, like if every time you need help if for anything, it shouldn't always be the homie that gotta do shit while your man not doing it.
And that's the problem. That's females learning their shit.
Like, good God. Like, and then they'd be crying, like, about their man. I don't want to hear about that shit, man. Step that shit the hell up. Like, we don't want to hear about you whining about your man all the time. And he ain't, like, in a day, chicks going to let you get away with a whole lot of shit as long as you handling business. You're not just there just to be there. If you taking care of business, you trying to be a help to her in some type of way, where it's cooking, cleaning, checking, you know, talking to her, checking how her day was, all that little kind of supporting her in her career or something like that. Then they'll let you go slap their mama if you do all that shit.
Oh no, we ain't said it.
I mean, I'm just being sarcastic. I don't mean that literally, but you know, I'm just per se, like, women let you do. They'll ask you the one to deal with more if you're not just sitting around just there. And as a dude, I don't know, me personally, if I'm dealing with a chick, if I'm not like in a serious relationship with her, if I'm around her a decent amount. And we like kind of we're in a dating phase trying to figure each other out. I'm doing something. Like, that's just from a man. That's just from my thought process, that's just from a man perspective, that's how you, your mind should click. So, yeah, y'all done got me in my soapbox today. All right, so another music break. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to go straight into Seduction 101. Nate, what you got for Seduction 101 today?
Okay, well, tonight's topic is really like a question for the ladies. And since we got a lady on here tonight, you know, that's perfect. So, like, my thing is, what would you do if, you know, you got a boyfriend and he's not really calling you and texting you like he's supposed to and or whatever like that? So you end up meeting somebody else and talking to them, even though you still with your boyfriend, but you talking to this side nigga. Well, not necessarily a side nigga, but, like, you talking to this nigga. And then you and the nigga, y'all talking about who y'all know, and then the nigga know your boyfriend. So it's like, what you supposed to do? Do you continue talking to this nigga because he know your boyfriend, like, and they cool? Or do you, like, just stay with your boyfriend?
Oh, shit.
I think we should go ahead and tell him now.
I would say he could get mad and then go, like, tell your boyfriend or whatever. You know how dudes do. They female.
Oh, shit. Here y'all go.
Hell yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, but the nigga, he, you know, he give you time. He make time for you, but your boyfriend, he don't, you know, he make time for you every once in a while and shit.
Yeah.
But this nigga, this little nigga, he always got time for you. He texts you, call you in the morning, see how your day going. So,
yeah.
It's like, you drop your nigga. But it's little nigga.
He be the one to get mad and tell your dude. As soon as he get mad, he gonna run and be like, oh, yeah, so guess what I'm doing.
Right, you know, your girl, I got your girl, I talked to your girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny as hell, though. For real, like,
I'm not from
you
know, the other way.
Somebody that's going through that. So, like, then the nigga was telling her, like, you got 72 hours to tell him, or I'm going to tell him.
What?
See?
72 hours? The fuck? This ain't no fucking Maury show. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
Right. You got 72 hours. Niggas
the fuck?
Crazy.
Hell no. Got me all the way fucked up.
That's how y'all niggas do, though. Y'all niggas do like that, though.
Nah, shit. I don't
y'all
know
side niggas don't be knowing how to stay in the side nigga place.
Nate, you be every now and then on Seduction 101. You try me. Today is one of them days. So
yeah,
real,
I know
y'all
that
side
is.
Niggas don't know how to stay in y'all lane, like.
Stay in y'all bag. That's all you need to do.
Only some of y'all.
That's his homeboy, though. That's a different scenario. His loyalty is going to be his homeboy.
It's like his homeboy don't even care, though. His homeboy don't even care because, you know, he feel like it's karma.
But the chick can't be sitting there talking about, you can't be talking about a way a new dude treating you because that new dude treating you a certain way because it's a new relationship. Like,
yep.
And he got an objective that he's trying to accomplish.
Oh, we know.
Dudes in the first month, like, don't, like, how we are after the first, I'm putting up on game on this, and this usually costs you, this class usually costs, so, you know, you want to donate to me, feel free.
I got a dollar on it.
not Sadie J, stripping over the line. About to start chipping. Yeah, I'm
yes,
this in something else.
So yeah, so what the whole point of it is, like, it's not just the fact of, like, we're not, by us not saying it, it's us about chicks in, okay, like you said, like, why to do text, you know, all stuff, and listen, he might have, because he has an objective. A lot of times after that, you know, during that first month, dudes that, you know, we going to give you some texts and stuff. We're going to be consistent as fuck. And we can, it's if we're consistent at that first month. Because, yeah, the first month, you're trying to get to know that person more. So, of course, we're going to text you more because we want to get to know you. After we got to know you, it just depends. Now, you might get them regular texts, but if you get them, me personally, God, this is part of the stuff that makes me not date a person any further, even if it's not no side, no, even just if it's just not no side dude type of stuff, just trying to just date somebody. I cannot stand that you text a chick and she give one of them lame ass answers. Like, here you go. Hey girl, how your day been? It's been cool.
It's alright. Because, like, dude, because, I mean, okay, so, like, I got this dude or whatever, and he got this girlfriend, like, and he just be, like, every morning, he be like, good morning. I be like, sup. Like, okay, you don't get the hint by now that I'm not really trying to talk to you at all. And so sometimes he be like, he follow me on Instagram. He be like, oh, I see your modeling picture. You look good. He was like, I wish we could still be together. I said, well, aren't you with your girlfriend? Well, why you got to bring her up? I said, that's your girlfriend. Niggas don't be caring. These niggas are scandalous. Don't be caring.
Now, because dudes be having an unfaithful girlfriend and a faithful side chick nowadays. Chick be wilding out. You probably ain't even flirting her no more.
Speak on it.
Well, that's the one.
We already know.
Well, he the same person that said, oh, my girlfriend just got a brand new car. I want to say, well, okay then. Oh, that's your girlfriend.
Well, good for your girlfriend, nigga.
And the crazy part is his girlfriend followed me on Instagram. She be liking my pictures.
That's crazy.
That's Teddy 101 right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You turn seduction
101 to Teddy. Like, little do you know, your nigga be in my inbox. That's me as fuck, swear to God. That shit. Girl.
Nah, she might know. That might just be her just messing with you.
Well, it don't matter to me because I don't
care. Right,
I'm still
don't
gonna post it.
Right.
Hey, sometimes you gotta watch out. Like you said, sometimes the chick though, she might be trying to get. She might know. She might be trying to get, pop some off.
Well, she can pop it off.
Sally J not talking about balance. He's talking about pop something off of love. He's talking about can we all just get along?
No,
Yeah.
I know her type.
I already know
what's
her type.
Let me get the popcorn ready. You want some popcorn too, dog?
I wasn't ready, no.
I got that extra. It's always in the microwave.
Is she in Georgia too? I'll be in Georgia's. Yeah.
Wow. This show took a different turn.
Get your popcorn ready.
Hey,
oh, y'all
want to
do it on camera.
I mean, hey, I don't need, hey, as long as I get to watch, that's all I care about. But,
Nate Seduction can seduce with anybody.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hey, Tifa, give me some of that popcorn.
Now, yeah. Hey, you don't hear it popping? You don't hear it popping?
Oh, I'll, Lord.
I'll,
it's
I'll,
almost.
I would take it. It just take one lick. One lick is all it takes.
It's almost done, said.
Look
here
with that popcorn.
Oh, my God. So, I'm going to go into a top. I ain't going to go too deep in this. But because I know Nate going to laugh at this shit. Like, what did we talk about yesterday, LT? Every chick is going to be a lesbian until it's time to eat some pussy.
I ain't hear that part. I was playing Madden too while I was listening.
Oh no, we talked about this after the show. We had an after the show discussion. Like every chick wanna be gay to time to eat some pussy. What is with that? Nigga, ain't that part of the benefits package?
I don't think it's a benefit. I just think it's something you should do. Like, you can't just
put it in the brochure. It's in the lesbian brochure. You get to pick up the brochure. The brochure say you must be eating pussies. That's what part of the marking point is. It say pussy eating is in the brochure. That's what. It's
like. No, it don't say that. It says you have to do it to receive. That's what it say.
What? Wait a minute now, y'all. My popcorn just came out and had me burning my mouth. Slow down a little bit. I get a receipt? Yeah, okay. All right, that's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Because I never been the type to sit in class and not answer no questions. I always participate.
Oh.
But now... Yeah, I would laugh because we would have a small discussion. I ain't get too much into it. I was gonna be general, but some of these chicks really be out here. They be my girlfriend. You know, they call her something like girl and stuff. But when it's time to eat,
I know something.
This is the law in the lesbian community. If you don't eat pussy, bitch, you ain't gay. That's the lesbian law. You're not gay. You're pussy.
Who said anything about gay? We're not talking about gay. We're talking about lesbian, girl on girl. I don't like using the word gay. Gay seems like a dude penetration.
Yeah, because
lesbian, y'all not penetration.
Lesbian, if you don't eat pussy, period. Point blank, ain't no way around it.
Well, I'm saying I don't consider it gay if there's no penetration and everything. Y'all just playing
I didn't
around.
Turn straight bitches out with my tongue. I play no.
Oh, let me get some more of that popcorn, man.
Now wait a minute now, cause she talking about turn them out, meaning they ain't coming back. She being stingy. I don't want to eat no popcorn of that.
Don't be trying to sit here and act and like if you the stud homegirl that's hanging out with me and the rest of the homies. Don't be acting stingy, man. And don't be trying to take all the chicks and then you don't say nothing. I'm calling that shit the fuck out. No, people, we gotta speak on this shit, man. We gotta speak on. Don't be, if you the stud homegirl hanging out with us, you gotta bring, if you ain't bringing no food to the table, don't be trying to eat with me. I'm just trying to, that's all I'm saying. Don't be trying to take all the, don't be trying to come eat with me if you're not donating to the cause.
Hey, did y'all see that one thing on Facebook? And it was Young Ma, and it was some dudes in the background. And the thing said, when your homie got all the bitches, but you left your dick at home on the dresser. That shit was
was funny as hell. It said you left,
oh, shit.
But you left your dick on the dress.
I call it hippin'. I just know, I'm just telling you, man. I'm gonna reiterate this again. If you just start at home, girl, don't be trying to come. Don't be trying to eat with me. If you're not trying, if you're not bring, this a potluck, man. If you come hang out, it's a goddamn potluck. Don't be trying to come take y'all. Don't be trying to eat the food with me. And you ain't never trying to provide. You ain't never provide no meals. I gotta say. And some homegirls do that shit, man. They do that shit frequently, man. They so sneaky. They be trying to take all the chicks. They be trying to take all the chicks and don't be trying to share. I'm like, get the fuck out. But when they bring a chick to the party, they don't want you hollering at them. No, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
JJ, I gotta bring it up, man, because, like, really, that's just not studs. That's dudes in general. It's only a handful of people who willing to, like, put their own boys on just as much they put themselves on. And you've been hanging around me, so you've been spoiled. That's all it is.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Everybody gonna get the benefit of somebody who put them in the devil, like how many times I put you in the devil. But anyway, that's another subject.
Okay. All right. I will give you some credit. I will put myself on blast. I ain't gonna say her name, but I was gonna say that she's a personal trainer. I'm gonna say that. One of the greatest moments in hookup history is more than stuff for me.
Wait a minute now. You make it seem like it was only one time.
I said one of them. Didn't I say one of them?
Oh, okay.
Then, oh my God. Like, look at you. You being messy. Okay, can you let me tell the story? It's story time. You won't be messy. Okay. Let's just say she's a personal trainer. We're not going to say no names, none of that. I'm walking the mall,
back
y'all,
to the,
right? And
are you going
she's bad as hell. Bad as hell. Like, she teaching her class. I'm walking by. I'm like, okay. I look in there. Okay. So then my boy Piva, shout out to him. He looked out for me. He ran to interference. Well, he ran interference. He helped be a good wingman. But he went over there. He beat me up extra hard. Okay. See y'all giddy. And then shout out to the garage. And some of y'all don't know, we DJ from time to time. Shout out to that. And when we DJ, we do some shit. That's neither here nor there. That's another story. Anyways, so she came out to an event. We were DJing at. And,
True story.
The truth. I'm not making this shit up. Came to a Beaver DJ and that. Set place things that black clubs don't do. White spots give you a damn bar tab. They give you a fucking bar tab. So instead, what we do is we get the bar tab. We don't spend it on ourselves. We spend it on our people. We throw the drinks back at them. Needless to say, skipping ahead. She was like, she was telling me, because we was hanging out at a certain Kappa's house. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to use the other names in the story, but you know who I'm talking about, P-Buck. She was going to go get something to eat. And she was like, he's going home with me tonight.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. That. And the rest is history. Shout out to my boy, P-Buck.
Yeah,
real
about
man
to
the genius.
Ten other homeboys was looking salty that night too. But back to this Georgia trip y'all was talking about. Well, I just heard something about you in Georgia, I be in Georgia.
Yeah, I did hear that too. I heard them talking about.
That's been echoing in my head the whole town said was talking.
I was like,
I ain't been to Georgia in a minute. I need Georgia. Yeah, I need to make a trip to Georgia too. Georgia
oh,
in a minute. I just mentioned to you, said I was like, I need to go to Georgia. So I just taking pictures out there.
You did say that. Hey, shout out to the A3 conference you try to get me going to.
Yeah,
shout out
to www.freshfreshphamily. Fresh Family.
Say what? Nothing.
Hold
yeah,
on, wait
shout
a minute.
Out to them.
All right, I spent.
Yeah, I'm at the. Yeah, we had to link that up, but I'm gonna revisit that my last point of the night. T, what's your thought? You never really fired back at her for her noise talk, like, so she just gonna be able to seduce you that easily?
Oh no, I'm gonna.
One link is all it takes.
Whoa! What
you like? Center of the pop. Like, how many links does it take to get to the center of the pop?
Hold on, wait. Let me hear this again. What did you say?
What I just said now? Just a few minutes ago?
Yes. What did you just say?
I said I'm a lover.
Oh, okay. Whoa! Let me get some more of that popcorn over there, brother.
Man, ain't no popcorn. I'm throwing popcorn away. I'm hating that. No,
hey,
no, it's ain't no fun at the home.
I just want to watch. That's all I want to do. I ain't got to participate. I just got, as long as I get to watch, all I have.
Hey, hold on, wait a minute. You know what? I just noticed this show been rolling. What happened to your music breaks and stuff?
I had one earlier.
Get that music break.
I skipped it. Hold on, I did. I skipped it at home. And then the show's getting ready to end in a second, too. We would have a good conversation, and I didn't want to break it. I was like, you can't do it to the people. You can't do it to them.
Oh, because I was going to add some music to set the mood. I was going to sing a little something. No, it's true.
Oh, Lord. Girl, what you watching? Yeah,
oh,
so.
Okay. You want to bring that up?
You darn. Oh, Lord. You speak with T. We gotta get you somebody to make you a theme song. I finally got the theme song together on the show. I'm lit. I'm gonna fix this whole little bit better. The theme song is awesome. So, but we need to get somebody to make you a theme song.
Yeah, somebody.
Seduction 101?
Nah,
we gotta get on Tuesday's show. We gotta get a theme song
on
the after hours. Like, me and Nate got a thing. I gotta go back and edit. I gotta shorten that mug so it ends, like, right at about the 60 second mark. But, Nate, like, Nate, I'm gonna tell you what happened yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
We had to deal with a few weeks ago. We had to deal with like a few months ago. It was a month ago, I believe, where we had that one guest and he was like dropping this fucking thing. I'm talking about. I ain't gonna say his name, but you know the one where this dude was just like the worst interview ever. You know who I'm talking about. She had one of those. She had one of those moments yesterday. That nigga was. I wanted to throw something to his damn phone. Like, you know what, dude? I'm not gonna.
Oh,
you
talking about the dude?
He was so drunk.
You talking about the dude who said that his sister freestyled better than him?
Yeah.
Yeah. The dude who This nigga was writing, man. And they say he was freestyling, and T brought to my attention this nigga was turning pages, man. Fuck
yeah,
out of here.
He's like, hold on. And then I heard a piece.
Oh, this nigga said he was freestyling, turning pages, man. Who the fuck? It's a fuck.
Nah, everybody needs some encouragement, but once he said his sister freestyled him, that's when y'all lost me.
Yeah, he was losing me, bro. He was just losing me. We no matter and like it was great. Like I still think that what me and what deal was worse Because Nay was throwing, she was throwing the A game. She was even hitting on the dude, everything, and his ass was still being a whack ass interview. Yeah, you know, I gotta keep it smooth. Know what I'm saying? I'm just a player. I keep it smooth. He kept giving that same answer over and over. And I was like, bro, I want to end this fucking interview. That shit.
That's what I want.
That nigga didn't play the game. He was playing the game. He wasn't playing the game right. That shit was fucking annoying. I was like,
that's how I felt yesterday. I was like, I want to just hang up and they her hanging. But it's my show. That's
crazy. you mean forget it be your show. You be like, nigga, this is my show, right?
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, wait, this is my show.
Like, I don't want to hear that shit because we have doctors come on here and shit, and they actually be funny. So I don't want to hear that. I had a guy who was a psychologist come on this show who was 10 times more excited than the interview yesterday and the interview we had on our show about a month ago. I don't want to hear this excuse, man. Ain't no way in the world you tell me that a psychologist sounds more exciting than you. So I'm ain't fucking adding up.
Yeah, because he was like, I just took it serious about 8 months ago. Really? Like, seriously.
Right, and then, hold on, then you come in, then what makes me mad is, I'm going to say this for every show on Dust 5 Radio Network. We're going to call this shit out right now for the people. If you come to this show, and you better have some goddamn music, man. Have some fucking music. If you're an artist, and you ain't got no music, I don't know what to say. Don't hand me no fucking SoundCloud link. Don't tell me, oh yeah, man, you can listen to it on YouTube. Nigga, I don't want to hear that shit. I want fucking music I can play in the show if I'm going to have you on here. Otherwise, I don't know what to say. It ain't got to be a whole catalog. I just need one song so that people can hear and discern about it. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. You're an artist. Let's play the artist side so they can see that. And then if you don't want to freestyle, let's say you don't want to freestyle. Don't be doing no written shit.
And don't have whack music.
Man, don't be having no whack, man.
I think my boyfriend was the best rapper that came on this show, honestly. I'm just saying.
Your boyfriend be telling you, you in charge.
What?
Hey, Hustle and Flow. Y'all be making moves together.
My boyfriend was the best rapper on this show.
Yeah, I know what you said. You in charge. You promoting him. You promoting him right now. He got
trouble. I haven't talked to him
today. I talked to him yesterday, but we got some things about to drop this summer.
I mean, we've had some cold artists on this show. I'm gonna get the Hall of Fame. We have Positive K on the show. That's the dude that I got a man. What's your man got to do with me? We had some cold people on here. P-Buck's actually wanna put me down with this person. He's not a rapper, but I said artist, period. Khalil Thomas on the show. Shout out to
people. He ain't a rapper. He came and played.
I said artist. Okay.
He's a rapper.
That's why I changed my discussion. I said artist. because we actually have more people who are not rappers on here more than people who are artists all the way who do rapping and singing. So I can't necessarily say rappers.
Yeah, that's me. That's right.
We had Sarah Stokes from the band. Was now she on From the Bottom Up? She still looks fine. I mean, damn, I stayed professional to the interview. I was very proud of myself.
But we had what's her name? Juan Kago.
Yes, shout out to T. Had Juan Kago on her show. We put like that was a clutch move. We booked it like it was like a week before the show day. He was like, oh, you ain't gonna get one. You ain't gonna have one K going there. I was like, y'all must not know how we operate around this hoe. Bam. And she was like trying to link up with us. You know me, our city, I want to link up with you. So I'm like, Okay, Major Key. So, I mean, we didn't have Cubana Lust on here. I mean, Alicia Reyes from All That. Kale Mitchell from All That. I mean, we go down the list. I mean, y'all would need to start flexing some folks in this hole. We can do that, but I'm not gonna do too much. You know, just a few names to drop for the haters out there.
Without
haters,
we ain't popping. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Yes, without haters, you ain't. We were supposed to have Issa Rae on here. Way actually, right before she did the show Insecure, we were supposed to have her on here. Because she was gonna come in here with another Major Key that came on the show. Shout out to Andrea Lewis from Black Actress Degrassi and Cadet Kelly. And yeah, shout out to Andrea Lewis. He listening. Andrea Lewis is like one of the fans of the show, and I appreciate it. So I love you, Andrea Lewis. I love you, Woman Crush Wednesday.
Oh my goodness.
I done made my Woman Crush Wednesday a couple of times because I was like, I'm gonna have to put it out there. I'm gonna be a little groupie for a quick second.
Woman Crush Wednesday. Shout out to my faithful sad chick.
Oh,
you know you my woman. Woman Crush Wednesday.
Hey, I'm Woman Crush Wednesday. My Woman Crush Wednesday. I get this is our last topic. Who y'all finished y'all Woman Crush Wednesday for today? So you picked your faithful side chick. My Woman Crush Wednesday.
Yeah.
My Woman Crush Wednesday is gonna be. It's got to be the chick at Jack in the Box. Shout out to you.
Jack in the Box?
I'm going to tell you why. She always, you know, she look out for your boy. She throwing a couple extra tacos for your boy. And she wink at me every time she do it. So shout out to the chick at Jack in the Box for throwing in extra tacos when she see me. Major
I don't get
key.
Her fired now. Don't get
I ain't say which. One. It's Jack in the Box all over this goddamn place. They don't even know where she works. It's not Jack in the Box.
On the west side of Fort Worth, right off of 30 M. Count Wiz, Count Boo.
Nah, ain't that. It's not that one. I at least saw that. I don't give no more clues, but it ain't that one.
I just made that up.
But I do go that one sometimes. I hate that one, actually. They all forget the shake machine.
Ain't no Jack in the Box off 30 in Camp Boo. That I know of.
Yeah, you kind of right. It's off of Camp Boo. It's off of 30. Like, you got to take Brian Irvin and Brian Irvin and Camp Boo, which is right off of 30. So you was right. It's off the two route. The two route on the T. Now we're going to turn back all the way now.
We shout out our fast food hookup, and then shout out to that chick up at the manager at Bronze. They got groceries and everything up there. She be hooking it up.
Mate, who you picking for your woman crush Wednesday?
Yeah.
My woman crush, Kanaya, Queen Love. That's my woman crush for today.
Ooh, yeah, I'm about to go with you on that one. She's my bonus. Shout out. Let me give a hand. We ain't even going to use a hand. We're going to use my own hand clap. Shout out to Kanaya Love. Good God. See, I was going to be able to go to sleep that night. I ain't going to be able to go to sleep now. That's when you bringing that up.
Them big thighs.
Okay, I'm gonna stop. I can't do it. I'm not ready. No. Okay, T, who you picking for your Woman Crush Wednesday?
I'll pick this model named Shawnee Rose.
Oh, hey, you be really Shawnee Rose needs to come show some support on your show because you be showing mad love, bro. You be showing mad love to Shawnee Rose.
I'm about to Google Shawnee Rose.
I mean, she's on Instagram. Her name is I Am Shawnee Rose.
How you
spell
Shawnee?
She's on Instagram, model. Shawnee
I'm looking for it right now.
S-H-A-N-I.
S-H. What?
A-N-I.
A-N-I. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. It's I am Shawnee Rose. And damn, okay. I'm rocking with that. New York. I need to go back to Jersey. So I go make a quick little trip to NY real quick.
Oh yeah, my cousin in New Jersey now. JJ, he works for LG.
Them lips. Ooh, them lips. Shout out to that. Major key. Shout out to Pete. Put me on somebody else.
She from Baltimore.
Oh, she really from okay. Shout out to that. Okay. I'm gonna make sure I go to sleep tonight. Make sure I go to sleep. No, I'm not gonna send it to Instagram. I'm trying to go to sleep. She need to bring her ass on the after hours. That's we gonna do something about that. Please believe that. Well, anyways, y'all, shit, we done went overtime like a mug. Shit, we said fuck the regular hour. We didn't extend this home until almost them an hour and a half. But shit, we get ready to get off. Y'all got anything y'all wanna say before anything y'all gotta drop before we check out the show? Any events?
Y'all can find me on Instagram at I'm T Molina, 3 A's and an underscore.
Okay.
Yep.
You got any events or anything we need to look forward to?
I got a fashion show coming up, and I got a group photo shoot I'm putting together.
Oh yes. Oh, shout out to that 90s shoot you just did. I can't wait to see what you got coming out of that one.
Oh, I got one picture from that.
You want to see me get the show. I got to see this. On P-Buck, you got any announcements you want to make?
Nope.
I ain't even gonna lie, I'm about to whoop this dude in Madden right now.
That's the announcement.
Yeah, so I'm like,
dude.
Hey, my PlayStation 4 name is DJ PBUCC. Catch me on the network.
Bacardi.
Oh, yeah. Facebook and everything else, the same thing, too.
Bacardi. Okay, I'm going to stop if I get too lit.
Hey, that's going to be tomorrow. It's going down.
It's going down. Nate, you got to announce what you need, mate.
Just stay tuned for March, guys. Y'all see y'all dropped that heat today. There's more coming. Stay tuned. Nate Seduction. Y'all already know.
I'm not ready for the videos because, I mean, you just set the bar with the first one.
The second one is gonna be even crazier, and the third one is gonna be even crazier. So, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, alert. I'm gonna say, but my announcement is, I'll make it real easy on your ass. Make sure you go vote for Human Cameras Magazine. For an SCM award, go to scmawards.com where it says Magazine Publication of the Year. Click that little check, that little drop down box.
Hey, little mama.
You can do it on your phone, you can do it on your computer, wherever. Click that and vote for Human Cameras Magazine. Vote. I'm trying to win
vote.
People.
Vote.
Vote again. Hey, I mean, the award show was in one of my favorite cities in the world, Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis,
you always talking about Memphis, having drank all night. Memphis, let me tell y'all something. Memphis, the bar. Again, their bar legally, not after hours. We talking about their bar legally don't close to 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I need to come there.
All right, we all meeting in Memphis. What day? Let's pick a day. I'm gonna create a Google Doc. Send everybody an invite. We're gonna get the whole reservation.
Right, I'm going there for 4th of July. So y'all need to be ready. So 4th of July. Y'all, you know, outside of, you know, if I end up going for the award show, that'll be in May. But
okay, May. Let's go. We shooting for May.
So
I'm
July,
being
Georgia
for
May. All right, we
I'm
shooting Georgia,
Georgia
for May. Georgia and May. All right.
And you'll be in Georgia and May, so okay. So that means you need
I'm
to be
I'm
going to
get my popcorn
July.
Ready.
4th of July,
ready for May.
You need to be in Memphis. I swear, like, because matter of fact, like, where I go to the main drag is where Drake shot that Worst Behavior video right there off of Beale Street. And, like, one of the Cubs he had in the video is the one I usually go to. Lit. Shout out to that. I always have a good time. Memphis women. Memphis women, man. Y'all are awesome. Shout out to that.
They know how to party.
They know how. You know, they know how to party. I heard rich women know how to party. That's what I heard.
There's only one way to find out.
I know. I'm about to make my way over there. I heard they be partying in Naptown too. That's what I heard too. I heard.
In
oh yeah.
Okay.
In Indianapolis.
Yes. It be popping in Indianapolis. Migos supposed to be here March 10th, downtown Indianapolis. Go be crazy.
Got to know from up there in Naptown. Lyrical Nut. Shout out to my boy Lyrical Nut. I had to make sure I give him a shout out because we talking about Naptown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just said my mom's gonna be out in Naptown. She's coming out to the visit this week.
I can mix it up.
Yeah, he be doing mix it up parties up there.
Yeah, I mean, this dude is smart. Take a seat and just make an event out of it. That's how you do it, man.
Mix it up. You mixing up all the Anderson all over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, should that be the second? We getting ready to roll now, everybody. If you miss any parts of the show, go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. It'll have all the links. You'll be able to go there, listen to the show. It also has where you can listen to us on iTunes, on the TuneIn Radio app, on the Stitcher Radio app, and of course on Blog Talk Radio. So, support, look at your friend and tell a mother soccer friend to listen to the show. Okay?
It's been fun. Steady J, another song on ladies. It's so hard to say goodbye.
Oh, no.
To tonight. All right. Y'all know how we end every show, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J, or well, there's a Nay, or you.
There's a way.
There you go. You already know. You know how it is.
Yep.
Yeah. Tune in to episode of Life with Us Live. Nay, what's the public service announcement we give out every hump day?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
Thank you. We had to make sure we always give out that public service announcement. I'll see y'all Monday. Monday we got Ellen L. Hughes. We'll be chopping up with her. She has a book called How to Find a Smart Lawyer, and she'll be talking to y'all. Oh yeah, I'm gonna send that to y'all because she actually gave us free. She gave me some PDFs, some free copies for the host of the shows on here for us to read. So. I'll send y'all those. And yeah, y'all tune in, man, because she's going to be talking. Cause I know a lot of people, and this is by popular demand. I asked the people what they wanted on here. They said this, and we went, and this woman, we told her, and she's excited to do the show with more. Y'all definitely tune in. Because I know a lot of y'all been trying to find out about child custody lawyers, anything like that. She will definitely tell you how to find a smart lawyer and also know when to fire a lawyer and when to hire another one, all that stuff. So that's something you can look forward to. All right, we.
Oh wow, I need to look at it.
Leaving people. Peace.
Peace.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.